Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
She blinded me with science.
On Crap from the Past.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thanks for tuning in this week. This week, it's Thomas Dolby's birthday. And as you know, I am a very big Thomas Dolby fan. He was born October 14th, 1958, and he's best known for the hit She Blinded Me with Science. But as you will find out, his catalog goes much, much deeper than that. He started out as a studio keyboardist, and he lent his talents to Bruce Woolley and the Camera Club and Foreigner and the Thompson Twins and Joan Armatrading. He was actually a band member with Lena Lovitch from 1979 to 1980, and he wrote a song that would later become the title track of a mini LP for her in 1981. From the summer of 81, here it is, it's New Toy, written by Thomas Dolby and sung by Lena Lovitch here on Crap from the Past. Lena Lovitch singing a Thomas Dolby composition called New Toy. After all that studio work, Thomas Dolby struck out on his own. He enlisted the production help of Andy Partridge from the group XTC, and he recorded two songs, Urges and Leipzig, and put both of them out as a 45 in England in early 1981. The thing came out on Armageddon Records, and I hold it right here in my hot little hands. It has some funny cover art, and on the back, the credits read Key, Thomas Dolby, String, Tim Kerr, Stick, Andy Partridge, Knob, Barry Kingston, and Simon Phillips, and Click, Malou. Not sure exactly what those things are, but there they are on that 45 from Armageddon Records released in early 1981 for Mr. Thomas Dolby. Both of those songs later appeared on his Greatest Hits CD, so there's no need to play them here because they're not that obscure anymore. Well, shortly after that, he released the full-length album, The Golden Age of Wireless, and he had a huge hit all over the world with She Blinded Me with Science. It was actually a big enough hit to land Thomas Dolby a spot on those biggest hits of 1983 countdowns. Here, listen.
At number 30, 1987, here's the song by the Englishman born in Cairo. That's where his family was 24 years ago. His father, an archaeologist, was digging around Egypt at the time. Here's Thomas Dolby and She Blinded Me with Science.
That was 1983. When they eventually got around to releasing the album on CD, purists would note that the song Radio Silence was replaced by a different version of the song. The different version that appeared on the CD was actually a version that appeared on one of the B-sides of Thomas Dolby's singles, and that's the only version that exists on CD to date, to the best of my knowledge. The only place to hear the original Radio Silence is on the record albums, and of course right here on Crap from the Past. Here it is, Radio Silence from Thomas Dolby on Crap from the Past. LP version of Radio Silence from Thomas Dolby, We're celebrating Thomas Dolby's birthday this week here on Crap from the Past. After the golden age of wireless, Thomas Dolby released The Flat Earth in 1984 and had the hit Hyperactive from it. He then did a bunch of session work with Belinda Carlisle and Ryuichi Sakamoto and George Clinton and Joni Mitchell and Prefab Sprout. He also did some soundtrack work for the wonderful movie Howard the Duck in 1986 and Gothic in 1987. I believe he made an actual appearance in Howard the Duck and also in the film Rockula in 1990, which also featured Bo Diddley and Tony Basil. Sounds like a must-see to me. I think Mr. Dolby probably leaves Howard the Duck off his resume nowadays, but I'm gonna dredge it up anyway. From the 1986 single release on MCA Records, here's Howard the Duck, credited to Dolby's Cube on Crap from the Past.
Hello there, this is Thomas Dolby, and you're listening to WRUR 88.5 FM, Rochester.
It's a nice little ID for our Crap from the Past affiliate in Rochester, New York, which I am proud to say I recorded myself, having walked up to Mr. Dolby with a microphone and a Walkman, and I asked him to say this. And that's what he said, and there it is. You just heard Howard the Duck. Ah, Howard the Duck. Years from now, they're not going to remember George Lucas for his Star Wars. They're going to bring up Howard the Duck, I'm sure. And a single for Thomas Dolby in 1986. After the soundtrack work, Thomas Dolby went back into the studio and recorded a full album called Aliens Ate My Buick. One of the songs on the album, called Hot Sauce, was written for him by the master of funk himself, George Clinton. He released it as a single, and for the 45, he re-recorded the whole thing in Spanish. He called it Salsa Picante, and here it is on Crap from the Past. From 1988, it is Thomas Dolby singing in Spanish on Salsa Picante. It's a Spanish version of his single Hot Sauce, which was written by George Clinton. Since then, he's put out the album Astronauts and Heretics in 1992, and a soundtrack called, I think the name is The Gate to the Mind's Eye. As I understand it, he's been pretty involved with the links between computers and music, and he's been doing a lot of stuff with music on the web, all sorts of good stuff like that. Thomas Dolby has a birthday on October 14th, and I'd like to wish him a happy birthday from all of us here at Crap from the Past. Crap from the Past is written, produced, recorded, and all that stuff right here in the Weird Room in Minneapolis. If you have any requests and questions, call the radio station. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with something new and entirely different next week. Bye-bye.